Dear Diary, I know it's been a really long time since I've written, but it just seems appropriate now. I could not have imagined a week ago that I would be feeling this way, and that we would have finally hit the breakthrough and figured out this problem we've been focusing on for years. And, I guess I can write it here. Though if anyone ever saw this, I don't know what I'd do, since we've decided for now not to share the technology with others, but we have figured out time travel. I don't know that I ever thought it would actually happen. And, well, I've been traveling. And I can't believe I didn't figure this out before, but the day we invented it, the day it worked for the first time, I realized. I can't believe I never realized this before. I realized that the woman who used to come into my room late at night, the woman who raped me again and again and again when I was so young, the woman that, well, brought me my first orgasm, but also tore my tiny little body, that woman was me. I don't know how I didn't figure it out. It's mind-boggling. There were so many memories. I know that's why I became such a fucked up pervert. And as soon as I realized it was me, fuck, I couldn't get there fast enough. I mean, the feeling of sneaking into my old house, the house I grew up in, knowing which step to step on, not to wake the parents. Opening my door with the little do not disturb sign on it. No boys allowed. My very pink bedroom. God, I hated that pink. And it was incredible to just stand in that room and just breathe deep. And it smelled like my childhood, and I could see little me laying on the bed. Little nightdress bunched up around my hips. Her hips. I don't know, it was such a confusing, weird feeling looking at myself, but I could see the moonlight on my shining, smooth hair, and oh, my skin looked so perfect, and I could see the tiny swell, little buds of breasts underneath that top. Oh my God, I stood there. And I realized I was breathing heavy, that my fingers were starting to toy with my nipples as I looked down at myself, looked down at little me, so sweet and innocent, and I thought I could, well, I knew it had to happen. I mean, after all, I'm here now, aren't I? I'm who I am because of those late night visits. I can remember. And after pulling down my pants and feeling how wet my pussy was looking down at myself, I knew I could not resist. I had to touch her. I had to touch that beautiful, young, innocent girl. I couldn't resist. And so, I put one hand over her mouth to stifle the screams I knew would come. And then I pulled up her nightdress. I can remember looking into her eyes, and she was so scared. And I was just rubbing my fingers along her tiny little body, and oh, just so pure and innocent and soft and sweet. And the little wench tried to bite my hand. But I gave her a good smack and told her to hold still. I told her there was nothing she could do, that I was going to touch her, and that I was going to see her every last inch. And I pulled down her panties, little white with pink polka dots, more pink. And could see her little mound. And I remember what I did to myself next. It's so trippy to think about how I've now experienced the same event twice. Once as a little girl, and once as a grown woman. A very hungry, horny, grown woman. I could barely restrain myself. There was something about knowing that it was my body, and I just needed to touch and taste all of it, and I realized pretty quickly that I needed to gag her. So I did. With her own panties. And then I took off my own panties, and I got on top of her. And that way I could hold her down. She couldn't scream. And I just ran my fingers up and down her skin. She felt so good. God, it was driving me crazy. And I knew that she was just ripening. And I would lean down and I could smell her skin, and she smelled so sweet. And I began to kiss and nibble and lick. And I toyed with those tiny little breasts of hers, and teased her nipples until they were rock hard. I wondered if she could feel my wet pussy dripping all over her lower stomach. And then her thighs as I slid down further. I wonder if she knew how excited I was as I kissed her stomach. And I spread her legs, climbing in between them. And I saw my own pussy before me, untouched, completely innocent, so tight and tiny. And I licked it. I took my tongue, and I tasted every last bit of myself. Oh, and I tasted so good. It was incredible. Never tasted anything so sweet and innocent and yet familiar. I mean, it was me, you know, and I've known for a long time how I taste, and it was just incredible. And I wouldn't stop. I went on and on and on, sucking and licking. Sliding a finger up inside, and oh, I could feel her hymen, and I just knew it was mine to break. And so I did. And she screamed a little into the gag, but I'd like to think that the loving that I doted on that little clit of hers made up for it. She did start to squirm, after all. And I could tell she was breathing heavy into her panties, and I wanted to make her come. I needed to make her come, to make myself come. I wanted it to be her first, my first. And I kept going and going and going, and finally, her little body started to shake, and I could feel her legs twitching like mine always do when I come. And I knew I was coming into my own mouth. Oh, God. It was perfect. It's such a perfect moment. And I knew then that I had to leave, but I also knew that I would be back. Again. Again and again. There was no way I was going to leave myself alone now that I had found me. So I left myself there on the bed, curled up on my side, crying, but still shaking from the orgasm. And I didn't say anything. I left. But I'll be back. Oh, yes. I'll definitely be back.
Dear Diary, I really don't know where to start. I can't believe that... Well, nobody believes me. Mom and Dad don't believe me about the woman. The one who came into my room last night. They don't think she's real. They said that there's no way that somebody would have known where the spare key was, and that everything was undisturbed, and they would have heard something. They're sure of it. They think I'm just making it up. But I'm not. She was real. She was very strong. Much bigger than me. And she did things to me. She held me down, touched me all over, and she put her mouth down there, and it kind of hurt, but not only hurt. It was weird. I felt really, really weird, and the more she did it, the more, I mean, she made me bleed. I mean, I tried to show my mom, that there was blood, but she just said it was my period, and I know it's not my period. She made me bleed with her fingers. She was rough, and it hurt. But I also, well, I was all throbby and weird. My legs were shaky, and I don't really know what happened to me. It was just weird. I don't know. It was weird. I wonder if she's gonna come back. I don't think I want her to. But I am a little bit curious. She's very scary though, so I don't think I want to see her again. I wish there was a way to keep her out, but if Mom and Dad don't think she's real, I don't know. We'll see.